Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Blog Talk Radio Show on every weekday evening at 6:30 and 11 o'clock if I'm able to handle it on the weekends at 11 o'clock in the evening. And I welcome you to a politically incorrect show of honest discernment where truth and facts are valued, and where we reject media lies, media falsehoods, and political rhetoric of any kind. We aim to, by critical thinking, gain through the use of our minds, to the true use of our minds and intellect, to gain the truth and facts about what is going on in our society. That's what this show is all about, truth and facts, getting at the heart, and getting away the refuse that our society succeeds in hiding from us, the reality of what is going on. Second, I am a Christian, and I am not about to abandon that position. It's something I believe in. I believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture and the full ancient creeds of the Church, Nicene, Athanasian, and Apostles' Creed. And if I read books, I try to read books that will edify me from the background of Christ and his message and his word. These books are increasingly hidden from our young people, and their thinking may be confused in this respect. What books am I talking about? I'm talking about John Milton's Paradise Lost. I'm talking about E.M. Forster's Passage to India. I'm talking about many, many books, John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, and the works of Luther and Calvin's Institutes of the Christian Religion, and books of that character, which will bring you to Christian truth, which is the truth and is the true faith, which the left wishes to deny and tell us that everybody's the same and all religions are the same. And go to Cambodia, where there's sex trafficking, and you'll find out how much the religions are the same. Well, although I have to say they're very good people in all of these faiths, and I respect them and love them, and I know that Jesus died for them, and therefore I have no issue with Islam or with Hinduism or with Buddhism. I welcome them to the church. I love them, and I know Jesus died for them. And there's no argument with their value as human beings and with their value in their faiths. Third, I run two radio shows, a blog talk radio show and a podcast show. The podcast has had over 4,300 visitors from 78 countries. And the blog talk radio show has also had visitors particularly noteworthy from Saudi Arabia. These are Christian orientation shows, but many people from many societies, particularly Muslim societies, visit these sites. Fourth, I am the author of 10 books. I'm writing four more. And these books are Christian and legal in their orientation. And many of them have sold very well. My book on the parables, I have posted the 41 parables interpretations in that book on my social media and website. And they are also available on academia.edu, where actually many of my articles and essays are available, and blogs are available on academia.edu and my website and social media. And many people from many societies, non-Christian societies and Christian societies, visit and read these blogs with edification and benefit. I think it's also noteworthy that it's critical that people gain back their reading skills and be able to read more complex material they presently do at the present time, where they simply limit themselves to Twitter and a cell phone messages. This is resulting in the intellectual destruction of our society and bringing our entire society into darkness and ignorance, where the result will be a totalitarian takeover if we allow it to continue. Books and reading are central to knowledge, and knowledge is central to understand the world and how to handle it. Without books, we are at sea, period. That is my conviction, and we had better start reading the great books soon, very soon. Next, I have written several very extensive articles on Academicus, an Albanian international scientific journal, and one on the Syracuse Law Review. It's been bought by many European and American libraries, and also from the State Department and many foreign universities, particularly in the Middle East and in Africa and in China and Japan. So that's as far as I want to talk about. Tonight I'm going to talk about something that is allied to what I just say about books and their disappearance from our curriculum and our society. And that issue, without books, we will be doomed intellectually and will be brought down to a level that I'm afraid will destroy us completely. Now, I'd like to talk about what I think is a war on the West. Let me give you some examples. I ran across three young people. One had never heard of George Orwell in 1984, one of the very great books ever written, from my estimation. Another had never heard of Tolstoy, possibly the greatest, I think, Leo Tolstoy was one of the greatest writers and thinkers that ever lived on this earth. This person had never heard of him, a college student. Another had never heard of the epic poet, John Milton, again, one of the great thinkers and writers of all time. These are the world thinkers. These are the world leaders. And not to know about them is to be live in a society hiding us from the truth of these writers whose perceptions and ability is very great, beyond what anything we might have now, certainly beyond Harry Potter. That is definite. If that's what you're going to pin your thinking on, frankly, you'll be in serious trouble, as opposed to pinning it on Tolstoy and Milton and George Orwell. A better bet. So what is going on here, ladies and gentlemen, in our school system? What is occurring? What is occurring in our society? And this, I make this observation, and I don't know, I'm at the ground level. I'm just a simple person earning a living and going about their business to the best of their ability, but there is a war on the West in our academic institutions and our society. This is a war which discounts older Western literature, older Western writers, and says they and regards them with prejudice as old white men that we must rid ourselves of, and we must understand that so only the work of the past 2 years in our society is worthwhile. That's the result of this thinking. And again, I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, are there forces that are at war on our culture? And it's not so much the culture, but the content of these books that's significant. Is there a war against these books and these writings to hide our young people from them, so they do not know about them? When you don't assign these books, when these books are not in the curriculum, when they are not in our society, they are, as I mentioned, from speaking to these young people in these coffee shops and et cetera, in speaking to them, revealed they didn't know it. And therefore, these books and this knowledge is deliberately being destroyed and lost. The question is, what can we do about it? I think we have to recognize the problem, and we have to pay attention to it and not let it happen. I'm not endorsing any particular culture. As a Christian, I'm not culture conscious. I'm concerned with Christ and his love and bringing his saving grace to people knowing about it as many as possible. Christ is not concerned with cultures, and neither am I. But I am concerned with truth, and these books and these writings are significant and should be known and should be read, and without them, we will be damaged. Our entire society and our entire legion of young people will lose their bearings, will become convinced that, do I think that multiculturalism is the issue? No, I don't. I have nothing against the value of other cultures and knowing it and understanding it. Jesus and God brings us to many levels of understanding in various cultures, and they have value. I have no issue with multiculturalism. I have no issue with other forms of thinking, whether communism or socialism. I have no issues with differences of opinion or differences of thought. I welcome them, but I don't think that the older Western writers should be deprived of that very essential thinking and knowledge which they have to offer. When I read Milton, I am brought to a level of thinking and knowledge possible in an ordinary book. In Milton, in Paradise Lost, determined and handled the issue about the fall of man into sin. And many people today in our society reject the concept of sin and reject the concept of a fall. But it's in the Bible, and the reason is that it's a reality. The fact of the matter, it's an obvious reality that there is a problem of evil forces in the world. Anybody who doesn't recognize that has closed their eyes to the truth. But Milton recognized this truth, and he wrote this fantastic epic poem on that issue to inform us about the fall of man into sin, which he believed in and which I believe in to be true. After 7 genocides in the past 100 years, to not understand the reality of a fall and our deficient world and our evil world is frankly not to know what's going on. It's not that people are bad, but they are caught in a matrix called sin. This sin is selfishness. This sin is self-love. This sin is egotism. This sin is arrogance. This sin is all kinds of things. And Milton recognized... All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's as much as I have to say today. I ask you to read Dante, who handled the same matter. I ask you to look at the works of Luther, the works of Calvin, and get a hold of the truth of what's important in thinking. The past has much to offer, and to assume and reject the past is to live in darkness, which will be the result if this continues. And darkness will bring about totalitarianism and a dictatorship and Satan moving into the vacuum to destroy our thinking and destroy us completely. That's as much as I have to say today, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Bye.